First of all, I want to respond very quickly to one from one of the posher parts of London, Southwest 18, yeah, from somebody with a double barrel name, Arsh Jan, who goes, your disgraceful and extraordinary outburst against rugby union.
Yeah.
As if to somehow prove to the point that rugby union is a bigger game than soccer, he sent us a rugby supplement from the London Evening Standard, one of the most lying and useless newspapers.
The rugby supplement.
Oh, yeah. James Chan, whatever your name is.
Within a 10-minute drive, there are 11 full-side rugby pitches. Nobody's ever on them. The schools have to play them because masters say, you're not, as we know, we live in a country that actually doesn't like football very much. It really does. Doesn't like children. We claim to like children a lot. We claim to like animals a lot. We claim to like football a lot. We don't. I think that's torn up enough now.
No.
We don't. You know why? Because, again, to get into this, and I wrote it all the other week, but what do they do every March? They take the goals down in the park. Why? Stop taking the goals down in the park. Because all we have to do is put, you know, jackets down and bags to carry on playing. And they say, oh, no, you mustn't play. Why mustn't you play in the summer?
Check this out.
Brazil, they play in the sunshine. They're world champions. That's all I'm saying, local council.
Exactly.
They play football in the sunshine. It's like at school. I mean, some schools, they play football for like 3 months and then they do athletics or even rugby. And nobody has said to the kids, what do you want to do? They say football. It's not going to kill them. It ain't going to kill them. By all means, you know, the minority rugby. I wouldn't trade on a minority group. Rugby, carry on playing. Stop pretending it's a popular sport. Otherwise, everyone would be at this rugby league thing. And they're not, are they? All these new clubs that started up with American names are about 2,000 people per game. It's a tiny little minority. Sport. Not internationals, lots of people, you'll gather for them. But otherwise, have a look at a regular rugby match. How many then?
Right. Last Saturday, there were 6 major rugby union matches in this country, and they attracted less spectators than 1 premiership match.
Thank you very much. So whoever wrote in that pamphlet to us,
I sent it away now.
I think the phrase QED comes from. Right? Nobody goes for, nobody likes it. It's a disastrous fault.
When we started out, I played very injured. Of course, loads and loads and loads of Swindon Town fans have written in and tried to phone in to say about their goalkeeper last week. And of course, we say, hats off to the fella. 6 stitches in a testicle at half-time, and he played second half.
No.
Oh, yes.
No!
Yeah.
6 stitches in a testicle?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, then you did not see a tackle on the television?
No!
Oh, it's a shocker. Goalkeeper comes out for the ball, sort of side on. Fella comes in a sliding tackle. Their legs get intermingled. You see the forward player's right, bottom of his right boot make pretty significant contact with what might be called the fork area of the goalkeeper.
And did the player jump up and make that shake they make when they make, you know, I've got the ball. He went, oh, you've got that, didn't you? He had 6 stitches in the net.
And he played the second half.
Go for it. Afraid our friend.
Steve Mildenhall, our friend who only had cancer.
And I have a friend who had his toes off, seriously.
I mean, I can't keep 10 toes off.